Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. It's still the Morning Crossfire right here, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Uncle Jimmy will be back by 9 o'clock with Daily Digest. Please make a date with that. But for now, like I announced at 5 a.m., we'll give all of you esteemed listeners a chance to comment on the ongoing conversation regarding bullying in our school system. You listen to what Uncle Jimmy said. You also listen to what our guest he said yesterday. Our guest analyst, the expert, education expert, said yesterday. So I want to throw lines open so that you can give me your thoughts on this. That's the sound of slaps. Look at that. Slapping her. So that's the sound of a student being the recipient of slaps. It's a student of Leeds British School in Abuja. Of course, we all know what the story is. It's really sad to see. But we know what the conversation has been about. Uncle Jimmy has brought up another angle about toughening up students. But we want to hear from you. Firstly, as a student, did you experience bullying? And as a parent, has your child been bullied in school? Are you aware of any such incident? I want you to share with us. And why, in your opinion, is bullying still prevalent in the Nigerian school system till today? Uncle Jimmy said something. It's something that is meant to toughen up students. I spoke to one of my colleagues this morning, Honora. I was telling him it's sort of a rite of a passage. Sort of, you go through school, you must receive that kind of treatment. It's handed down from generation to generation. But bullying is not acceptable, according to our expert yesterday. 0201-465-7190. We have first caller on the line. Hello, good morning. Your name again?
Madam Shakara, calling from Egbeda.
Madam Shakara, good morning. Welcome. Please go on, listening to you.
Yes, on this issue of bullying, I think I support Uncle Jimmy 100%. This thing has not just started today. It has been with us. We live in a world where the strong want to oppress the weak. So I think it's beckon on us as parents to train our children to resist it. I was a victim of bullying when I was in secondary school. Those days, government secondary school, they will beat you. You have to stand up and fight back. You have to stand up and fight back. When you do, they will not try it again. But if you allow it, if you stomach, if you take it, if you swallow it, they will keep doing it to you. We have to train our children. That's the world we live in now. We have to face the reality. That's the world we live in. Train your children to resist it.
All right. So, Madam Shakara, you're saying that bullying is good because it makes you tough.
Yeah. I'm a tough woman today because the bullying I received when I was in secondary school.
Okay. Hold on, Madam Shakara. I want to pair you with someone, if you don't mind. 99.3, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Kofi.
Okay. Friday, do you agree with Madam Shakara, who says that bullying is good because it toughens the child?
Kofi, to be sincere with you, I remember in our old days, just like Kobumi said this morning, Bumi, nobody will support bully. He made some of our friends to stop going to school in our old days, Kofi. Yes.
So what are you saying to Madam Shakara, who said it's good because it helps to toughen up?
It's not good. I remember some of my friends. He stopped them from going to school, especially by senior students, Kofi. See, Kofi. Hello?
Yeah, go on.
In our days, it was so bad that somebody will give you like 15 naira. If we ask you to buy something of 500 naira, I still return change of 100 naira.
Okay.
And if you don't have it, you can't go to school the next day.
Madam Shakara, are you there?
I'm with you.
Yeah, you've listened to what the guy said. What do you say?
Yeah, I heard him loud and clear.
Yeah.
I don't see how we can stop this thing. see. I don't see how we're going to stop it. That's my own observation, because it has been with us.
Yeah, but he's saying that you're saying that it toughens students up. He's saying that some students don't go to school because they are afraid.
Even in your office, is there no bullying? It's everywhere. Even in the office, there are people, there are superior people in the office who want to suppress you. It's called suppression now.
And you think it's cool because it toughens you up. Okay, Madam Shakara, hold on. I want to bring a next listener in. And Friday, stay with me. Hello, good morning.
I'm with you.
Morning, Kofi. This is Madam Ify.
Madam Ify, you support Madam Shakara?
Ah, no.
Talk to her.
In our own time, I was a border.
Mm.
I'm border, far from home. From Lagos to Wele. So, bullying, like in my own time, in the 70s, early 70s,
yeah.
If you touch any student to expel from school, immediately, you can discipline a student. Take this cutlass, go and clear that field, go and clear this, go and empty toilet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But not a physical, that physical attack that guy did to that his classmate or his junior, almost. I will not take it though.
Madam Shakara, are you there?
I will not take it. When I say to that school, I will beat up that guest. Let the parents come. And the second girl has been bullying me, has been always been suspended. The father will come as a custom officer.
Okay. So Madam Ify, you don't think that bullying has an advantage of making you tough, making you strong?
They did bully me in school, and I'm a tough woman right from my youth. Out of my age, I don't take that nonsense.
Madam Shakara, what do you
I
say?
I don't need to be bullied.
Madam Shakara?
I'm not saying that children should go to school and fight, but some of us, the way we are brought up, it is in our genes. And so when you are faced with such a situation,
the parents of that child, that's what they do to the domestic staff.
Okay, hello. Let's allow Madam Shakara make a point. No, let's allow Madam Shakara learn. Madam Shakara.
Kofi, if your daughter is the one being slapped, how can you hold back? Somebody is slapping you. You cannot resist it. If you resist one, the person will not come back. That's the law of nature. He will not try it again with you. That's one of the points I'm making. If you try to resist, they shout at you, shout at them back. They won't come back to you. They will know that this one man is no good here. It will stop. It will stop.
Okay. Hold on, Madam Ify and Madam Shakara. Friday.
Yeah. Kofi, what I want to say, the woman said that it happened in our offices. Can you compare adults to children? Kofi?
Ask her now, don't ask me, ask
because
her.
Because it's happening in our office, we bear it before we tolerate it because we know that we have family to take care of. And this way we are taking care of our children. How do you expect a child that goes to school and is bullied? Do you expect him to go to school to the next day?
Madam Shakara, are you there?
I'm with you, Kofi.
Defend yourself.
That's the reality of the world we live in now. The weak always want to suppress. It's everywhere. In marriage, everywhere. You have to prepare yourself against this oppression.
So if your child comes home and said, Mommy, they bullied me and the child is crying, what will you say?
I will beat the child. My child was here that day watching.
You beat your child.
I will beat you.
Okay, Madam Ify, she says she'll beat her child. What do you say?
I remember when that was late 90s. My daughter went to Queens College here.
Yeah.
The teacher beat her. I saw slashes at her back. I said, "Who did this?" He said, "My teacher." I took her back. Then that would be teacher in that school.
No, but if Madam Ify, if your child comes back home and says a fellow student beat me and your child is crying, Madam Shakara says she will beat her own child.
You go back tomorrow, go beat that person.
Yeah.
And I will follow him.
Okay.
I will follow her to that school.
But will you beat your child?
I'm not gonna beat her more. But he go reach school tomorrow. I'm gonna beat that child.
So what do you say to Madam Shakara Okay, Friday.
If you Kofi beating your child, you are telling your child that next time she has to fight. Maybe she cannot fight. Maybe that will warrant.
We were going to fight now. They go punch in eye.
If she cannot fight the person, she can take weapons.
We go carry one eye.
What do you think about that, Kofi? Because she want to retaliate.
Friday, come again.
Let's assume somebody beat your child in school. She come back home. You said that you have to fight back. And if she goes to school the next day, that same person beat her. And you know that it's somebody he cannot fight. And he has to take weapon just to fight that person. And on the process, he get that person injured. What do you say to that?
Madam Shakara, he's asking you.
Hello, Kofi. Is the question for me?
Kofi, we did a conference.
Okay, okay.
Hello, Kofi, is the question for me?
All right, thank you.
Okay, Kofi.
Thank you very much. Bye, Madam Shakara. Madam Ify, I'm still going to come and eat that alpha, you promised me. Friday, thank you very much for your time. If you called by 8 o'clock, before 8, I think this is an open forum. We're going to take your call. You know, if you're calling back for the second time, you know, we'll take your calls. An open forum. We have Ambassador Abiola who is on Skype. Yeah. I believe is your name. Am I correct? Is that your name?
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. I'm Abiola.
Where are you listening from, Abiola?
I'm calling from Manchester.
Okay, go on.
Kofi, you know, we have a system so sad that everybody is becoming master in everything. And the government who ought to set the pace for... It is the government that set pace for people. It is the government that set pace for this citizen. No, see that woman now, Mr. Shakara, saying he supported because he toughened her when she was in school. Is he now saying that corruption is good because he make Nigeria to be more poorer or what? Can he justify that fact that, okay, because this thing... What of if that child died as they were slapping her, What of if she falls down and dies? She will still come up on national radio to tell us that bullying is a good thing because it makes someone to be tough. What is the definition of her toughness as a mother? What kind of mother would is she talking about? Is she defending or is she defining? To everybody right. Listening to us this morning.
All right.
So it is because the government who ought to be setting the space.
All right.
They are at the back. And Abiola. everybody is now. And so this Kofi, let me quickly add this,
okay.
Please.
Okay.
It is because the problem we have between the public school and the private school.
Don't
and
up,
it make that make it look as if it doesn't happen in public school.
Mm-hmm.
It's because a lot of people who go to private school give their children big phone, go and check, go to a private school in Lagos now.
All right. All right. Abiola, hold on. Abiola, hold on. I'll give you another chance. Hello, good morning. You're on the line. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Olumuyiwa.
Okay, welcome. Where do you stand in all of this?
I support the man on the call right now because, number one, Madam Shakara, I don't think you watched that video. The girl, you know, it's like they are accusing now of maybe, don't let me waste time, Sha. The girl, the people that are fighting with that girl, they are not more, they are more than one, two, four, five, because they are sharing the slapping girl up. And even the person that is doing the video self, they are the group against her. So it's like the girl against maybe 10 or even 15 people. And Abuja is not, let's be sincere. So she can't do anything. And they say the problem of Nigeria is poor against poor. Who says poor? They say expensive school in Abuja, expensive.
All right.
So if the school fees is 30 million, the father would not get to pay 30 million.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. Good to hear from you. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. Your name and where you're listening to us from?
Yeah, my name is Godwin, calling you from Songwak.
Welcome, Godwin. Please go on.
In all totality, I disagree with the thing called bullying.
In all totality?
In all totality. How would someone come on national radio? I heard of Kuntumi also saying it's strengthening one. Without bullying, one cannot strengthen himself or herself. I've never had that kind of thing anywhere in any book. It doesn't strengthen. It lets us go away, far away from bullying. If there is any way we can scrap it and make punishment for bullying in school, how will someone come here and strengthen me? Yes, I also go through it, but it's not a good thing that I will come on national radio and be telling people it's good because I'm strengthening.
What did you go through? Can you tell us? Maybe that will help people understand.
I was a slim guy, and when I go to school, they say, hey, whoa. That's it look like. And I was just looking at them because why the others were abusing me, I was being loved by others. Why others are bullying me, others are loving me, and I was being carried along like one of the heads of big boys, the giant ones, all around. I was so happy with that, and I continue. That one encouraged me, that side. But bullying is not good.
All right. Thank you.
Judging anybody.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you calling in. Okay. 99.3, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. What's your name and location, please?
Mr. Kofi. This is Moses calling from Lekki.
All right. Where do you stand in all of this?
Actually, I will be totally different from everybody.
Okay.
Why do we always think bullying is all about slapping or beating someone?
Okay.
Bullying is in many different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in your place of work.
Yeah.
That you can't even face your boss and say, this is not my job, this is my job. Bullying is in many different ways, in all ramification. And I disagree with people that say bullying is all about, is in Nigeria, big time, all over the world. Go and ask people abroad that had children, black against white. They bully themselves. The parents can't fight. They always advise their children. There was a day I was telling the parents, you don't tell your children. He said, no, I'll tell my children to call them back. If they hit you, hit them back. It's abroad. It's everywhere.
So you tell your tell your children to fight back?
The fact is this. You don't tell your children to fight back.
Okay.
But you teach your children to resist anybody bullying them.
All right.
You don't tell me you want to stop. You stop nothing.
So are you for or against bullying?
Let me tell you. The fact is that there are things you can't stop in the world that will get worse.
All right.
You just have to find your way around them.
All right. Thank you very much. I want to put a call on WhatsApp on. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Kofi, good morning.
Yeah, very quickly, please. Very quickly for a commercial break.
My thoughts on this matter, I suppose what Uncle Jimmy said. You know, this bully of a thing, like you were talking to Uncle Jimmy, like, you know, I know Uncle Jimmy is huge now. When I was in school, I was like Uncle Jimmy, I was small, but you dare not bully me because of how we were trained in our house. My father will tell you, if you go out there and anybody beats you and you cry and come back home, I will beat you too. So if you go out, if anybody hits you, hit him back. If anybody calls you, curse him back. No matter the person.
All right.
Anything that comes out of it, I'll pick it up from there.
We have to go. I want to thank both of you. Abiola, I have to let you go. Let's take a commercial. We'll be right back.
This is an infomercial. Have you ever dreamed of creating videos that captivate and inspire? Are you in search of that perfect space where your visual ideas can flourish? Or perhaps you're on the lookout for a venue that'll add a touch of magic to your events? Look no further. At We Entertainment Production Limited, we're not just a media production company. We're your gateway to bringing visions to life. Nestled in the heart of Lekki, Lagos, we offer an oasis for creators like you. Whether it's TV or film production, event coverage that captures every memorable moment, commercial shows that resonate, breathtaking music videos, the artistry of photography, or content that engages. We have it all. Plus, with our state-of-the-art studio rentals, you're equipped with professional-grade gear from the get-go. At We Entertainment Production Limited, we believe in doing beautiful things. This is our promise to you. Get in touch today. Call us at 0908-826-5049. 0908-826-5049. Or email info@web.ng. That is, in capital letters, info@web.ng. We Entertainment Production Limited, where beautiful things happen.
Okay, in response to our question on Facebook, we put up a post on Facebook and on X some time ago and asking for people's experiences. Antonio Mozopia says, some people have made up their minds that over their dead body... Okay, this is not what we're talking about. I don't know why he's... Okay, Sunday, Dele Ola says, several times I've been bullied. It happened a lot in government schools during my time in school. They were known as there were no mobile phones like this era. So I want to know, how were you bullied? You know, what did they do to you? We'll take a commercial break. I'll be back and I'll read more of your messages on social media, as well as take your calls.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. Still the conversation on bullying in the Nigerian school system. This is the Morning Crossfire, 99.3 Nigerian. I'm Kofi Bartels. We're taking your thoughts via phone line. We're taking your thoughts via a post on social media, X at Nigerian for FM on Facebook. Search for Nigeria space info space 99.3 Lagos. Head there and drop your comments so you see the post. talks about bullying in the Nigerian school system. Not the video, but there's a poster, a graphic, an e-flyer that talks about the bullying in the Nigerian school system. Or you can also comment on the live stream, because of streaming live on Facebook. You can watch from anywhere in the world. We're streaming live on YouTube. You can watch from anywhere in the world. On the YouTube, I'm seeing some comments. I'll read them. A big shout out to our YouTube community. I've seen your comments on X or Twitter. I'm going to read them as well. And then on the Facebook post that we put up earlier this morning, I'm going to read it as well. I can see some comments there. Okay, I think I've read them already. I'll read some more as they come up. All right. 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. We are talking about bullying in the Nigerian school system. As a student, did you experience bullying? As a parent, has your child been bullied in school, or maybe some other person's child you're aware of? And why, in your opinion, is bullying still prevalent in Nigerian schools today? Someone added something I like. He said, he also added his own question. As a student, did you bully anyone? So that's another question. Were you a bully? How do you feel about it today? Were you a bully? Did you bully anyone? How do you feel about it today? I suspect that some of those who are saying bully toughens up people, including Uncle Jimmy, maybe they also bullied others as well. Uncle Jimmy, come and beat me. So the conversation has also moved to the point where some of you are saying that advocating for bullying as a way of toughening up your children. In fact, the caller, Madam Shakara, this morning in her contribution said if her child comes back home crying that he or she was bullied, she will beat her child. She go beat that child. Tell him, say, make him go back to school to go and fight the person who bullied him or her. Now, I want your thoughts on that, because and I think it's, we need to take this comment seriously. The one by Uncle Jimmy, the one by Madam Shakara, because I think that's how some parents think. You know, yeah, don't worry, let me leave him or her to be beaten. After all, I went through it. We all went through it. You know, our parents would tell their kids, when I was in school, when I was your age, this is why I suffered, this is what I suffered. So you must suffer it too. I didn't have shoes. I was not fed. I was given one meal a day. My parents beat me as a child. You see, a psychologist needs to really come and then explain all of this. Trauma is real. I worship in a church where the pastor has been teaching about trauma for some weeks now. And personally, I have really embarked before now on a journey of self-analysis. I analyze myself. I say, oh, okay, this is why I'm doing this. Oh, that's why I'm doing that. Some of you are making these comments out of trauma, but you don't know. Trauma is real. Trauma is the reason why some of our compatriots in Nigeria today behave the way they behave, say the things they say, and do the things they do in public. Trauma. We are a nation of traumatized people. We are a nation of traumatized people. Nigerians are traumatized. I'm telling you, we are traumatized by the government, traumatized by the police, trauma from the the colonialists, trauma from the military era, trauma from politicians, trauma from army, trauma from kidnappers, bandits, terrorists, trauma from armed robbers. There's trauma. We have a national trauma. And I'm not a psychologist, but I'll just do the best I can. This thing manifests itself in different ways. So the parent who is telling the child, oh, my father didn't buy me shoes, so I'm going to, you have to go through that. I sometimes say that. I clean, I cook. Then they have the one who will say, I'm going to spoil my child silly. Because of what I went through, I don't want my child to suffer it. I've seen parents destroy their children's future because they did not want the children to suffer what they did. There are extremes of both sides. And therefore, a parent can say, they beat me when I was in school. Did I die? Look at me. I was thrown into the river as a child. I almost drowned, but I came out and I'm a strong man now. I'll go through it. If you come back home and you cry that they beat you, I'll beat you up. Trauma. 0201465 7190. 0200 0201465 7190. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Kofi. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Jonathan is my name.
Today is phone call called Amnesty. Jonathan, go on.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Anyway, Kofi, I will not advise my child to retaliate if he's beaten in the school or bullied in the school. I will not beat my child. Because if I encourage my child to go and retaliate, it can go wrong to the point that somebody might even lose his life. And when you get to that point, what will I do or what will I say? So that's the risk in encouraging our children to retaliate. Instead, we should report to the authority. I agree that this environment is highly active. Even last week, I was bullied too by a military woman who even broke the fender on my glass, on my vehicle. And I have a scar on my hand. But I just had to drive up that early morning. I don't want to cause problems. Last week too, I went to change my tires to 16 rims, everything. At Trinity, I was also bullied by an area boy.
Time's up.
Honestly, so we need to be careful.
So we have become a society of bullies. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. Some of you who are advocating for bullying as a way of tough. See, bullying scars you for life. Some people have been scarred for life, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, for life. It's left an indelible mark. They don't know. Some of you, if you start to think about it, you say, wow, maybe this is how I behave this because of that experience. Trauma is a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. That case stays with you. Some people have been scarred by that experience. I spoke to an adult this week about this story, and he was almost in tears when he was trying to remember. This person has graduated, smart family person. He was remembering what he went through in school, and he was almost reduced to tears and was saying, I wonder where those guys who bullied me are today. I would like to know what they made of their lives. Some people, it scarred them for life. Some people who you will not know, because it's a right of, it's handed down from generation. I was bullied when I was in GS1, therefore when I get to SS3, I'll be also bullied. We're even waiting for the time we'll get to SS3 where we'll start wearing trousers so we can unleash on the other people. We think we are disciplining them, but we don't know we are trying to deal with what we were dealt with. And then we leave school and we think we are done, but we don't know that those traces are still in us. And we discipline our children, we discipline our wife, we beat our wife, we beat our husband. We don't know that it is playing out one way or the other because of what we went through. I had to tell myself, because I was disciplined as a child, I was beaten as a child, I was made to work chores and hours. I can do anything. Personally, I can do anything. And I expect everyone in my household to be like me. And I can't understand if people can't be like me. I can't fathom and I lose my mind. I have to say, no, something is not right with me. I have to realize that I've allowed it to affect me. Maybe I'm taking it too serious. But I'm telling you, there are people today who are scarred for life. They don't know. They don't know because of this word called bullying. And they now believe that other people should also face it. They give it out, dish it out to other people verbally.
Good
abusive.
Morning,
hello, good morning.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orile Gomu.
Welcome, Pastor.
Sari Gomu, precisely.
Welcome.
Kofi, you see, there are certain environments you grew up from. You will know what it means to fight back. This bullying, it looks like an English word to some certain environments. I'm telling you. If you grow up in like a ghetto or you attend real Ajepako school, you will know what it means to stand when somebody slaps you, that you fight back. You see, let me tell you something. There are things that when it's happening, like you don't ask yourself, why is this thing happening? When is the time to fight back?
we grew up in a rugged area where if you don't stand for yourself, you'll be ridiculed. And I think for me, to an extent, that is what Uncle Jimmy is trying to tell you, that look, this thing they are saying, bully, bully, come to government school now, you will see somebody that is like a dwarf, standing someone that is like a Goliath.
Okay, so I need to understand what you're saying, Pastor Ladipo. Are you saying that we should encourage bullying because it toughens people up, or what?
We can't encourage it in any form.
Mm-hmm.
We can't encourage it in any form. But at the same time, we must not give room for what is called order.
Hmm. Okay. So that not giving room for what is called order, if it means your child's life, I'm not saying children should not be tough. But if it costs your child its life, or someone's child a life, will you say these things you're saying? I don't know. Anyway, 99. I wish I could pair Pastor Ladipo with some other person. Maybe it's because I'm like 8 yesterday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Welcome. What's your name? Where listening to us from?
Yeah, this is Demola speaking.
Welcome, Demola.
Yeah, Kofi, see, the long and short story of this thing is just to say, defend yourself. I was bullied both verbally and physically while I was in secondary school. Okay? And when I stood up and defended myself the first time, second time, the bullying stopped. So I'm not encouraging, I'm not even talking on the part of the person bullying. The person who is being bullied needs to stand up and defend himself.
All right.
In the video we watched, if that lady had slapped her own back once or twice, I'm sure that lady, the lady bullying, her head will reset. So everybody coming on here to say, bully, bully, that's an English word. You need to stand up and defend yourself. That's all. Simple as that.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's take another call. 99.3, good morning.
Hello, Oga Coffee, good morning.
Welcome. Please go.
Oga Coffee.
Yeah.
If my son go to school, his mate beat him, he come back to house and cry, I will beat him. When I was in school, Oga Coffee, there is one boy called Chukwuda. I know he will be listening now.
Yo.
The boy is a strong boy. Everybody is afraid of him. You always beat us. You always carry eat at our lunch. He will beat all of us.
Trauma.
And they come. I say, what, this boy, did he have two heads? And then went home and then advised myself. I said, this is the tightest I will use and defeat this boy. Do you know what happened? The next day come, he was beating everybody. When he comes to my side, I change it. I beat this boy to the extent, the whole class, they carry me off till they come back to my father's house. They contribute money to buy something for me. I beat hell out of him. Is that a bullying stop?
So let me find out. Did they beat you before you beat them?
The boy always beat me. He always beat me. Beat all of us. A day now come, and I said, today, I will die today. I beat hell out of him. You understand? That's a bullying stop. He cannot beat any of us in that class anymore. He not humble himself.
All right.
I'm not a strong man.
All right. I'm coming. I want to pair you with some other person. Hold on. What's your name again? What's your name again?
Ndubisi.
Okay, we have a caller on the WhatsApp. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Adekunle, Mr. Kofi.
Yeah, welcome. Sir, please go.
Let me be sincere with us. I went to Unity Secondary School. When they are talking about this bullying, Esa, I went through hell through bullying, and I will never support it. I will never. Yesterday, we are still discussing this on our WhatsApp group, the alumni group. We are still discussing it. That what kind of bullying? Our own is not bullying. Our own is terrorists and bandits. They will send us to go and fetch water in the brook. People that know Unity Secondary School, Ushi, Ekiti, we know what I'm saying. They will send us to go and fetch water in the brook around 11 p.m. in the night. And the brooks I'm talking about is it's into the forest. They will ask us to go and fetch water, senior ones. Even among my colleagues, I can point 3 or 4 people that bullied me. They will carry my combo and go and throw it inside the bush.
So
water will fell inside my gari. And all of this is bullying, which I will never support.
What do you say to Nibisi who said he will beat his child if his child come back home to cry that he was bullied?
I will never support that. I will not even encourage my son to fight in anywhere.
All right, NBC, what do you say to him? NBC, what do you say to him?
Coffee, we are in Nigeria. Yeah,
we enter into one time.
Hold on.
Coffee, we are blacks. We are Nigerians. We are Africans. In my church,
all these things they are saying, they are misinterpreting bullying and punishment. There is no between punishing a child and bullying a child.
Hello. Can you allow in the BC?
Brother,
please, let him in the BC make his point. Then, what's your name? I'll come to you back. Back to you.
Okay, Kofi.
Yeah, NBC, yeah.
Okay, Kofi.
Yeah.
I have 13 years. I have 10 years. I have 9 years. When my boy of 13 years, his mate in 13 years, beat him. I don't say there should be 3 or 4 and beat him. One-on-one, beat him. If he come back home and say one of his classmates, his mate, beat him, I will beat hell out of him. Why am I giving him food? Why am I providing for him? Why am I feeding him? Go there and show him that I am a man like him.
All right, my brother, are you there? The one on WhatsApp. Your turn.
Yes, I'm still with you.
Okay. NBC, let him respond. Let him respond. NBC, let him respond. Hold on. Let him respond. My brother, you have a go on. WhatsApp caller.
I want to say this, sir. If at that point that the child retaliates and the child that was retaliated against died, what will the parents say at that time? Will they tell the child that one was the one that first beat? Esa, we need not to encourage beating back. Esa, let the child report. And whatever the authority says is what the parents will need to take up. If the authority supports that child bullying the other person, then I will take it up against the authority.
All right. Thank you. I want to give another caller a chance. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Mr. Kofi.
Yeah, welcome. In the business too with us. What's your name? Good morning. What's your name?
This system of...
What's your name, sir?
Tony.
Tony, go on.
This system of the British and American side that we are trying to Africans are trying to adopt, bully. I don't think it's the best way of bringing up children. We should be very, very careful. Some of us who went through schools at a very age then, with some of us face some of all these things. When I was in primary school, I have this boy, very huge. He was my classmate, primary 3. Very huge. You know, he used to beat some of us because we're small and he was big. You know, his name is Ajayi. I grew up in Sapler. You understand? But he did it to me. At the point, I go home. You know, I had a small blood clot in my eyes. When I go home, my father said, what happened to you? I said, it's one of my classmates that did it to me. I said, what did you do? I said, he's bigger than me. There was nothing I could do. He said, he's bigger than me. There's nothing to do. So he want me to go to the school and start making trouble. No, I won't. The only way I will make trouble is if it happens, maybe you fight him back and his parents happens to come. Then they will know the type of person I am.
All right. All right.
So immediately, sorry, but I have the reason why I'm giving this.
Finally, so just summarize. Yeah.
Good. Okay, I summarize. Mm. So at the end, he came up after about 2 days. He started wanting to, you know, beat me up again. You know what I did? I just run outside. I packed and I poured into his house. You know, he was confused. Then I started hitting him. Other members of the class are supporting me, and that was how he stopped. He got home. The parents followed him that somebody poured sand on his eyes. Then I now called my father. My father came. My father told the father that if he did do anything, that he's going to lock them up. He should go and train his child well. He cannot come and be fighting other children. He's been doing it. They
Thank
now
you.
Call other children.
Thank you very much. Let's take a call on WhatsApp. 99.3, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, welcome. Your contribution, please.
Okay. So this thing, bullying, we need to draw a divide. There's a difference between punishment, your seniors punishing you, your mates, and bullying. We need to draw a clear divide because most of us are now going back to our time when we were younger in school and saying, no, they bully. Not everything when we were growing up was bullying. I can identify 2 bullies when I was growing up. One was my senior, one was my mate. And that my mate, when I look at it now, I think that he really didn't like me. And we fought from primary school until we got to the university when we became mature. The one who was my senior was actually my cousin. And I could tell he was bullying me because what he did to me, he didn't do to others.
Right.
And what he did to me, other seniors weren't doing it to me. So I could define that, okay, my own brother is bullying me in school.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't deal with that until I was older and matured.
Mm-hmm.
And he still used to do it until one day I told him clearly, we are men now, you continue like this, I will give you the beating and you will realize that a small boy will disgrace you. He stopped after that. Today we are friends. So we need to draw a clear divide and a clear stand. It is left to the individual, the child who is being bullied, to know when to stand up. And as parents, we need to know how to come in.
All right. All right. Thank you very much.
How to come in.
Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate your time. I think that's a good way to end it. Of course, it's good to teach your kids to stand up for themselves. It's good to teach them. If you want to teach them self-defense, why not? Teach them self-defense. But generally, I think as a society, we need to discourage bullying. Most of you who are saying you're going to beat your children, you have trauma. You need to sit down with a counselor. You know, you have trauma. For instance, NDBC said he was beaten several times in school. So one day he decided to fight back and he beat the hell out of the guy who was beating him. And that's what ended it. And so he feels that his child must also stand up and fight. You know, but you see, circumstances might not be the same. And you should not even beat your child if he was beating you, beat him twice. Okay? I don't think bullying is a way of toughening up anybody. Some of the things we call bullying is downright maltreatment. Maltreatment. And a lot of people who are in support of bullying as a way of toughening up their children have trauma. They're suffering from trauma. You know, trauma of what they went through when they were younger. Children should be toughened up, no doubt. But bullying should be discouraged in its entirety. All right? In its entirety. It can lead to loss of life. It can lead to children who have, you know, health conditions just dying. You know, you tell a child to fill a bucket of water with a spoon. What's the meaning of that? And you want to toughen the person up? Let's take a break. I'll be right back.